Do you know what day it is?
It's Tuesday here. What day is it there?
Day after Labor Day.
You know what that means?
Please, tell me.
It's Telephone Tuesday.
Huh. Didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Oh, my God. Who do we have to thank for this?
Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone.
Who are you going to call?
Who you going to call?
Happy Telephone Tuesday.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I am not a racist. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. Dave, you prefer dogs over cats. You racist. That's not racist. That's animalist. Oh, happy National Puppy Day. During the break, I was online looking at Pomskies, one of those designer breeds. So cute. Can't help it. I love puppies. Love my puppies. All right. Today's poll question. I know it seems strange, but it's reality. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. When hiring, which of the following should be considered? Race, religion, gender, weight, education? None of the above. You should be hired because of your qualifications. Right now, it's at 100%. And people are thinking, why is this even a question? Because that's how people are hired. Especially with the equity bills that are being put through. We've seen it. What do you mean, why am I asking a question like this? We have seen it coming down on us for decades. Oh, we don't have enough Black people in the company. We don't have enough Asian people in the company. We don't have enough Muslims in the company. We don't have enough lower education. It's about equity. If it were about equality, then that's making sure that everybody has their opportunities. And they're out there. Equity is making sure everything is divided up. And that is wrong. That is wrong. Yesterday's poll question is, child sex trafficking more prevalent in this country than the media makes it out to be? 10% of those participating in the poll said no. There are actually people out there who think it's being exaggerated, I guess. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. Be ready. Actually, for your chance to win, so remember this number, 884-9910. That's the talk and text line. It's also the contest line, because we've got chocolate bunnies to give away, filled with either marshmallow or peanut butter. So be listening for your chance to win from the chocolate shop. Right now, Mike is on the line. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Monica. How you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, the guy Dave, he's nice, but I think he's naive. I don't think he's really talking about what the real problem is. He's talking about how the Dems are going to have to own this. He's talking about the 500,000 that have died from COVID. You know, he's talking about policy problems with Biden. People need to realize we're at war. We're in the beginning of a civil war within this country. And the Democrats, they know they're at war. And they want to dominate and take over the full country and kill us if they can. And I think the sooner people realize this, the better we'll be.
As people realize that, you know, how to put this, if you are illegal in this country, 99% of them are getting stimulus checks when other hardworking Americans aren't.
Yeah, and the Democrats aren't doing this because of the goodness of their heart. They're some of the most racist people around are the Democrats.
The KKK started in the Democrat Party.
That's correct. They're the KKK. They wouldn't pee on any illegal if he was on fire, if it's going to cost them something. they'll give away our money. They're not going to give away their money. That's why they all flee here to pay less taxes, because California wants too much taxes, but they're all Democrats. Stay the hell in California and pay those taxes that you wanted.
And they want those votes.
That's correct. And it's to destroy this country. And this is their goal. They could care less about the illegals. They could care less if they all die. We as Republicans, we do care. We don't want people dying. We do have compassion. Yeah. We donate more for causes like this and for humanitarian things than the Democrats ever do also.
Yeah.
And people should really look at this and really see why is Biden bringing the people in? They don't need the votes that much anymore because the machines, everything's rigged. They're trying to destroy this country from within.
Well, and
we all need to be ready.
I mean, they have to be prepared because a majority of the jobs that the illegals come in for, the low-paying jobs, they kind of fly under the radar, like fast food workers, things like that, are being automated. So they're not going to have jobs here very shortly.
No.
Mike, always a pleasure.
Yeah, nobody's going to work with all the stimulus either.
Yeah. I'm already getting reports of that from employers. It's like they can't compete with the thousands of dollars, even if it's just a one-time pop. You know, it's a progression out of we're not going to get any good employees until they stop giving people this money and getting them back to work. So, Mike, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your common sense.
Thank you.
Let's go back to Terry at 884-9910. Wants to talk about the border and COVID. Hey, Terry.
Hey. That group you had on, they were talking about where they were working on illegal, you know, getting illegals.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them to quit working at the congressional level. Go to the states and have the states make the laws illegal to employ them and put like a $100,000 fine on anybody. Then the state goes out. Do not prosecute the illegals. Just leave them alone. Find the employers.
I think that's an excellent idea. And
you could go through the local legislatures to get those bills passed and just say, okay, this is the way it is. If we catch you, it's going to be a $100,000 fine. We catch you a second time with the same person, it's $200,000 fine. And just say, okay. And don't prosecute them. Leave the illegals alone, because that's the federal government's job.
You know, and that's the problem, though, with the federal government, Terry, is the fact that, you know, these warehouses where they're keeping all of these illegals, you know, in cages and in shipping cargo containers, the state can't even go in and see if everybody is being taken care of because it's the federal government is locking them out.
Well, our government is becoming a dictatorial government instead of a people's government.
Yeah.
We the people, they forget about that. And but
it became a dictatorship 100% on January 20th.
Yeah. But tell that group to get out of federal, go to states and start doing it state by state. And what will happen is they will start a natural, because when they can't get jobs, they'll start a natural migration going home.
Well, during the Trump administration, that's what some illegals were actually doing. They were going home.
Oh, yeah. But if you make these states where they can't get them work because the employers don't want massive fines, because who wants it? You want to pay out $200,000 because you were hired somebody or $100,000 fine? No. You got to make a big fine so when they'll think about it. If you make a $1,000 fine, they go, right, you know, that's nothing to them.
Well, and make it stick. You know, that's the other thing. People get caught breaking the law, and I mean, look at the people in federal government and state government. You get caught breaking the law and there's no consequences.
That's right. So but anyway, and the other thing I wanted to call you about was their COVID-19 vaccination thing they have here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a computer, so I'm not able to sign up for that if I wanted to. So finally, somebody told me there's a phone number for people without computers. So I called that phone number And I got information, go down here, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So I went to the location they said. And I was told the location, there is no such thing as a phone call in. And if I don't do it by overland, I ain't going to get it. And if I can't do it on my own, because I don't have a computer and I don't know how, I've never messed with those things, go find a kid to have you help you do it. That's what their solution was.
Yeah. It's about tracking. They want everything online. They want to be able to track you, Terry.
Yeah, well, I'm not getting a computer, and I'm not doing it online, and I'm not giving them up and go in and say my name so-and-so, if I ever get it, which I very much doubt I will now, you know.
Yeah, I just make sure that you listen to information and know that you're fully ready for it, because it's not a vaccination. I mean, even Moderna has it on their website. It's an operating system. It is not a vaccination. mRNA changes your DNA. And that, I'm sorry, but God made me perfect. He gave me an immune system and everything to fight off these viruses. So,
yeah. Well, I have no immune system because I have rheumatoid arthritis. And the medical stuff that I take for that destroys my immune system. But I can't get it because I can't get shot because I wanted the Johnson & Johnson shot because it's not made like the other ones. It's the old-fashioned flu-type vaccine, you know.
Yeah, but it's still untested. Years. It's still an emergency vaccine, untested. So,
yep.
Terry, thank you so much for calling in, and you're 100% right. The states need to take action, and that's the unfortunate thing, is every single day, with all of these bills that we see put forward, do you notice how they're mirroring the state bills? HR1 should never be in the federal government. Talking about mail-in balloting. What? It is not the federal government's job to tell states how to do their elections. It's completely unconstitutional. Nobody seems to be worried about that in the federal government. Imagine that. They just want to grow their power because people don't understand their rights. But fortunately, I do. And you have the right to call me right now at 884-9910. Be caller number 4, and you're going to get a delicious, delicious chocolate bunny that is not hollow. It's filled with either your favorite marshmallow or your favorite peanut butter cream. Caller number 4, you win from the chocolate shop. And the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Good luck.
This is not headline news. Someone walked into Johnny Depp's house and took a shower. His staff knew there was someone else in the house besides Johnny when they heard the shower running. Despite being caught on video using the N-word, country singer Morgan Wallen has had the number one album in the country for 10 straight weeks. Things are going so well for him, he hit up Sharon Osbourne for more racial slurs. Guest host this week on Jeopardy is Dr. Oz. Things got awkward for contestants last night when Dr. Oz tried to sell them aloe vera brain booster. Krispy Kreme will give a free glazed donut to anyone who brings in their COVID vaccination card. Obese anti-vaxxers are now Googling how to make a fake COVID vaccination card. And the Oscars won't have a host this year. And the way award shows are trending, they probably won't have an audience either. This is not headline news.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, especially Mickey from Carson City. Mickey, congratulations. You are going to love your chocolate bunny from the chocolate shop. And I didn't get word, you know, are you a marshmallow or are you a peanut butter? But it's your choice. So enjoy. That's the thing, you know, you bite into all this processed. It's like, oh, I thought it was going to be solid. And it's like, ugh. Just, ugh, there's something about those, that processed chocolate. We're just so used to eating garbage that this is just how we go. Chocolate shop, fresh, homemade, their recipes, delicious chocolates. You'll love them. The Chocolate Shop. You want to order online? Chocolate Shop, chocolate, shoppe.us. And thank you, Lynn. Lynn sent me, one of the owners of the Chocolate Shop, sent me an amazing, incredible letter the other day that it was so amazing. I haven't even been able to respond yet because it just, it dropped my jaw. So, Linda, I love you. So, good morning, Monica. Thank you for your show. Isn't the name of HR1 For the People? Reminds me of the Twilight Zone episode with the cookbook To Serve Man. Which people are they referring to? Thanks again, Linda. Thanks, Linda. You know, I miss the Twilight Zone. There were the Twilight Zone, if you go back and you actually watch the episodes, I still record it. It's still on. I record it and watch the episodes and just think, wow, these are actually educational for the future. And I look at them now and it's like, wow, we didn't learn back then. Not with the shows of the bumping and grinding and, you know, it's programming now is literally the appropriate term for it. Tell a vision. TV programming. That is exactly what it is.
Unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
It's all programming. If you think that your children should get a good education with math, science, world history, to be able to grow, to be able to learn from mistakes, to make things better, no. It's about social. Well, I was going to say programs, but it's about socialism. It's about communism. It's about how the government should be taking care of all of us. The government should be paying for everything. Yet they keep reminding, or they forget to remind people that everything that the government purchases, from the expenses for Nancy Pelosi to travel, for her fancy meals, Chuck Schumer, all of those, for the sexual harassment payoffs, all of that is paid for by us, you and me. That should be making you sick. That should be making you, knowing that your child is not going to get the absolute best education. That should really piss you off. To know that you are going without good health care in the future, or even now, that should piss you off. To know that, well, you could have a retirement. You could be comfortable. You could not have to worry about the next bill that you can't pay or losing your business. Now, you think about that when Biden keeps pushing more bills. And I would like them to, you know, define the term infrastructure. Because that's a term that they just throw around. Here in Nevada, how much money do we have to throw at the Nevada education system to continue to be in the top three of worst in this country? No, it's Clark County that brings us down. No, it's not. It's the education system in Nevada. It's Common Core. It's now the critical race theory that's going to be taught. How much money do we need to keep throwing at the city, the state, and the federal government to keep us failing while politicians succeed and just keep getting richer? It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I let the dogs out. I let the wolves out. I let the worms out. I'm opening up everything. Let nature run wild. It's all right. Let's see. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. There is a reason for this question, and we'll get to that tomorrow. Just follow along. When hiring, which of the following should be considered? Race, religion, gender, weight, education, none of the above. You should be hired because of your qualifications. So disappointing. I really thought that this would be 100%. Yesterday's question, is child sex trafficking more prevalent in this country than the media makes it out to be? Only 90% said yes. I'll feel like I have achieved something when that number reaches 100% and people start paying more attention to the little ones, to those who are the vulnerable ones. I appreciate that. So, Mike, thank you so much for your email. Yes, H.R. 1 is unconstitutional, but Mike, you have to understand, stupid can't be fixed. Because right before you sent me that email, I got this text. Since when is it the right to vote not a federally protected right? Conspiracy. Those vaccinations are tested. Change your DNA drugs force on the nation? Any sane person would say all this is crazy. Wait, is that why you're in the minority? Just look at the lines of normal people getting vaccinated at the Washoe County parking lot and across the state. Okay, well, first off, how come they dropped it all the way down to the age of 16? And yet we're supposed to have a shortage of vaccine? Sounds to me like a lot of adults aren't getting it. And if you think that those vaccines have been tested, you are so full of it, it's pathetic. How do you think they got passed on an emergency proclamation so they didn't have to go through the rigorous testing? Yeah, they had a few thousand people tested, but we didn't get all the results. Were they tested on animals before they were tested on humans? No, they were not. It's just, it amazes me how stupid people are. Yes, the right to vote is federally protected, but the right to how you vote is up to the states. Learn the Constitution, idiot. All right, Mike, thank you so much for your email. Before I get to Mike's email, I don't want to have Gene waiting on the line too long. Gene, what is this can of worms you're talking about that you want to open?
Well, I think just to see everything that we see unfolding now, we see a proposal for $4 trillion in new spending to disguise the Green New Deal and bifurcate the spending into four or five different categories, euphemisms to call it infrastructure spending, but it will be the Green New Deal. It will be, and you know, when they were polling Americans last October, November about that issue, it only had single-digit support from the American people. The whole notion of the Green New Deal and all the parameters and spending that they wanted to roll out. So make no mistake, as they call it infrastructure, the infrastructure bill that they're going to talk about with $4 trillion of printed money is not infrastructure at all. It is the Green New Deal. Mm-hmm. And how are they going to pay for all of this? They've already borrowed $2 trillion in recent days under the guise of COVID relief. Where will they get the money from? They're going to raise taxes on job creators. The greatest tax cut that this $50,000 a year dude has ever had was the expansion of my personal exemption under Mr. Trump from $6,000 to $12,000, but they're going to eradicate everything Trump did before they move ahead on taxes. So the middle class is facing a big tax increase too when they get done with this. To say nothing of the fact that I'm kind of losing the thought that I had, but this did poll at 3%. In previous polls, the Green New Deal, and that's how it will be implemented. They'll try to dupe the American public by hiding it under various different spending parameters and trying to dupe the American public.
That's all they do with any of the bills that they put out, Gene, is they make them 5,000 pages long, and in the middle, by the time nobody gets there, they insert all of this other stuff that has nothing to do with the point of the bill. That's how they just push all this stuff through, because people aren't going to read it.
When they say, one of the things that Psaki said about the infrastructure, she used the word infrastructure reform when she was at the podium there a couple weeks ago. And so that was kind of a scary thought. What is infrastructure reform? Infrastructure reform is to set about the path of moving ahead to bludgeon Americans out of their way of life and in the way that they want you to live. And I have no doubt that infrastructure reform and the money that's needed for it includes a draconian increase in the federal gasoline tax, while Americans are reeling from escalating energy prices right now. And I just left the grocery store this morning, and there's still an upward trajectory of everything I touched down there. So, the misery index is going to go up for Americans big time under this president. And there are a few things that I am doing to make sure that I can keep my boundaries from Biden. One of the things I'm doing is letting contractors know who do work at my house, whether it's re-roofing, re-flooring, landscaping, mowing the lawn or whatever, that they'll no longer be allowed to bring any undocumented immigrant onto my property to perform work. So while they can let these folks into the country, that doesn't mean I have to let them onto my property. Yeah. And your previous guest talked about, are we in a civil war? We are in a civil war. When you have a citizen like me saying here on public radio that I will not be making any consumer purchases of any kind under this president, that is a form of economic rebellion that they're going to find it very difficult to suppress. So,
absolutely, and more people need to do that. You speak with your money, your spending, and have a backbone with it. Gene, I got to let you go, but the one thing that that you brought up was infrastructure reform, and look at what, you know, Biden is pushing with this bill and all the spending of putting car chargers, electric car chargers throughout the country. I get it. But even Toyota, one of the largest car manufacturers out there, Toyota is warning again about electrifying all cars. And still, no one is listening. They want to do away with combustion engines between 2025 and 2030. That is insane. But that is how they're going to shove it down everybody's throats. Paula's on the line at 884-9910 and wants to talk about Twilight Zone. Yay!
Hi again, Monica. I'm the lady that opened the laptop, went down the rabbit hole. Okay, so the poor lady that said that she feels like she's in the Twilight Zone. Okay, so go to your laptop, go to YouTube, and just take the general first choice YouTube. Don't pick videos or music or anything. YouTube, in YouTube search bar, enter simply Penguin, P-E-N-Q-U-I-N, and the number 6. And this will take you to a page. This is a gentleman who lives in D.C. And actually, there were 3 of them to begin with. I've watched every day. Okay, I joined his walk. He walks you around D.C. This is from the very beginning, and when all the fences went up and this and that. And he has only kept his channel because he never says a political word. Because he'll say, like, this is the Congress of the Library of Congress. This is that. This is that building. Never gets political. It's a ghost town.
Yeah. I watch him at least. I watch him at least once a week, and it's interesting because he answers questions for people too. Like, people were wondering, right, you know, what's all this construction going on outside of the White House, and you know, what's this big hole? And that was actually a picture from a long time ago. He was actually able to walk around the area and show people. But I think one of the interesting ones that I saw the other day, Paula, was, there was supposedly a live press conference going on, and this guy had a direct from his hotel room at the W had a direct line of sight to the White House and the Rose Garden. And it was hysterical because he kept going back into his room and looking at, you know, CNN, watching the press conference, and then he'd go out with his camera and he'd say, okay, see, that's the Rose Garden right there. Nobody there. He'd show the television and there'd be all this, you know, applause and everything. And he'd go back out and just, nope, absolutely quiet. And it was just the strangest thing. Did it in real time. But Paula, thank you. Penguin 6.
But we've heard about Tyler Perry Studios too. You can search that on YouTube.
Yes.
But just incredible that if people don't, and I've watched it now for months, I mean, it's the truth. There's nobody in D.C. There's a few. Even the homeless people are gone now.
Yeah.
And they're taking the fences down. But if this lady, it is like the Twilight Zone. It's
it,
crazy
it really
stuff.
Is.
Yeah, makes
it
you really, really people, you got to stop and think. Yep. All right. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, Paula.
Talk to you later.
Okay, appreciate
bye.
The call. Bye-bye, sweetheart. All right. Hey, let's do this. This is the chocolate zone. Let's go from the Twilight Zone to the chocolate zone. Caller number 2, you're going to pick yourself up a chocolate bunny filled with glorious marshmallow, or even better, peanut butter from the chocolate shop. We'll be back with the winner. Caller number 2, 884-9910 with 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, you know what would be awesome right now?
A puppy party!
You know what would be even more awesome?
A puppy that stays a puppy forever.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT.
FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. DA from Sparks. Yay! Congratulations! DA was caller number two and picked up that chocolate bunny from the chocolate shop. Some of the best chocolate around. You want to have it shipped to someone you love, or you just want to have it shipped to yourself. Let your loved ones fend for themselves. It's chocolate, S-H-O-P-P-E .us, chocolateshop.us. Got to do it old world because the chocolate's just that good. So, again, I'm not a doomsdayer. I'm not a, you know, the world is coming to an end. If you have faith and you believe, then you know you're going to be okay. But you also have to be prepared. Watch what's going on around us. Every time from here on forward, you go into a grocery store, everything you buy is going to be more expensive. There is a shortage of ammunition. Why? We've been seeing this coming for years. It's been outlawed in some states, in some counties. Ammunition manufacturers have been taxed out of existence. The materials, you can't get them. Just have your family prepared for the worst. You hope for the best. You prepare for the worst. Because then, no matter what happens, you're always ready. You have at least, they say at least 3 days worth of food. I say you have at least 6 months to a year's worth of freeze-dried food and sustainables for your family. Because what's wrong with that? Freeze-dried food has a 25-year shelf life. So you'll always be prepared. Natural disaster, man-made disaster. What's wrong with being prepared? And if you say to yourself you can't afford it, then you're kidding yourself. Because every time you go shopping, you can always get an extra can of food. You can always get an extra one of these. And if you start now, over the next few months, you'll have a really nice pantry stocked up. Just put it in a place away from your regular food so you don't use it. It's your responsibility. It's my responsibility to take care of my family. It's not the government's. It's not my neighbor's. And we've seen over the past 2 months, we've seen China come back and absolutely humiliate the Biden administration in talks. Is it just big talk to look good to the citizens of China? Might be. But why not be prepared for Chinese aggression? Why not be prepared because China and Russia are becoming great allies because they see the weakness of the United States? They see how weak Biden is, not only physically and mentally, but patriotically as well. So while he's throwing open our borders, letting in people with COVID, personally, I don't care. COVID is a scandemic. The evidence is out there. If you choose not to look for the evidence or to see the evidence, then that's your choice. But when the head of epidemiology for China comes out and says that the virus has never been isolated, they don't know what it really is. Do you think maybe the wool is being pulled over your eyes? The only person that can pull that blinder off is you. Now, I do admit there's conspiracy theories out there. But it is not a conspiracy to know 100% that the federal and state government of Nevada has been coming after your Second Amendment rights for decades. And now they have the ability to do a full-on press court. Court press. So be ready for it. Because I know a lot of people out there who are not going to let anybody take away their guns or their rights. It's the Monica Jay Show. Love you. God bless. Have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow with more super information.